Hey guys, welcome back to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. How the fuck is everyone doing during this fine Leo season? I know I'm doing amazing. In fact, I haven't felt better. This time last year was a major pain in the fucking ass. I'll tell you that much. That was a time where I don't know what was going on. The stars all aligned and it caused major irritation, frustration, anger, you name it, seething, out of control fucking temper. This August of 2019, the most amazing fucking vibes. I'm going to go ahead and bring Jay on because I want to just jump right the fuck into today's episode. So, Jay, what is up?
Hey, everyone.
I want to jump right into it today.
Let's do it.
I am fucking feeling good. Honestly, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell people that lesson learned, because I've been posting all kinds of shit on Instagram about learning the lesson that I learned, again, one last time and I'm done. The eclipses, the retrograde, the moon wobble, all that shit in fucking July really built up for a good August.
Mm-hmm.
And lesson learned. Like, seriously, there was an incident that took place over the weekend that would have normally have bothered me. But just like fucking Keisha Cole, Missy and Kim, I let that shit go. It's really weird because I mentioned this when we did our first episode for the podcast, which I'm excited to announce something in a second. But The first episode, I told you, you were bugging me to do the podcast.
Yeah.
Everybody else was like, do it, do it, do it. Everybody wants to hear from you. Everybody wants to know what's going on. The life of a psychic, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know whether or not I want to expose myself like that. I don't know if I'm ready for, you know, that type of attention. You know what I'm saying? Like putting myself out there on a solo type project like this where it's very personal. Mm-hmm. My guides were like, no, do it. It is time now. And I remember telling everybody, and I told you, for some fucking reason, after we recorded the first episode, I was nervous. Remember, that's the night that I didn't sleep. I was pacing back and forth.
Yeah.
Sick to my stomach until the very next fucking day when we got the feedback and everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
After that, my guides were like, no more negative thinking when it comes to the podcast. No more. So anytime that I would try to go and think of something that could possibly go wrong, the only way that I can describe it is a ping in my head. Like, nope, go back the other way. Nope, dead end. Nope, nope, nope. That's how I feel now.
Good.
And I know that sounds like I'm being dramatic and maybe just exaggerating a little bit, but this is the fucking truth.
Mm-hmm.
When you go through something like that and it's raw, it's revealing, and it puts you through the fucking ringer and it forces you to deal with things that I wasn't necessarily putting off, but I just didn't want to focus any energy or my attention into.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like it just... whatever happens, happens with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it required my attention. It required me to dig deep and have to understand why I was feeling that way and absorb the lesson, like I've said, incorporate it and project it outward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what I've been doing. I understand what the lesson is. And so going back to where I told you that there was an issue that took place, normally I would have probably caved in or kind of met it halfway.
Mm-hmm.
But my guides were like, no. That's it. No more.
Yeah, I was a little surprised it impacted you that much.
Yeah, because it was a lesson fucking learned. I'm telling you, once you go through something that you need to learn or that you need to incorporate in your life, I don't know what other words to say about this other than those words there. It's the most freeing fucking feeling because it's one less thing to worry about. And you, again, when this situation took place and I'd asked you, like, aren't you proud of me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't seeking validation, but I was like, aren't you glad that I didn't cave in?
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, no.
Yeah.
You were like, this is like everyday you. And I was like, no, it's not. Like, I can't explain it. Like, to you, it's no big deal. I'm not saying that you make light of it. I'm not saying that at all. But to me, it was a big accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm done.
Well, as long as you feel it, then that's all that matters.
And I want people to understand this. Once you go through what you need to go through, once you evolve from the lessons that you're supposed to learn, and that's no longer a factor in your life, it is the most freeing fucking feeling. I've been in a good mood,
mm-hmm.
despite the fact that we're not smoking weed. We took another hiatus. I'm going to wait until our event. I'm going to wait till after our event.
Yeah.
So the Sunday after the event is mm-hmm. when I'm going to light up. But I want to have a clear head. I want clarity. I want insight before all this takes place.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, going back to the lesson learned, it's just, again, it's not a problem anymore. Anytime that I try to go back to that old way of thinking or maybe the feelings that I had during that time frame, I can't bring that energy back up. I don't know how, again, I know it sounds crazy. I don't know what else to say other than it's not allowing me to go there.
Mm-hmm.
That door is fucking closed. And if I try to open it, It's not going to open. It's not going to fucking budge. So why bother? Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like going back there anyway.
Good.
It's an amazing fucking deal. I'm telling you guys, please don't think this is gay. I want you to understand something. Whatever it is that you are going through, whether it's a bad relationship, bad friendships, maybe a shitty job, maybe you don't like where you live and you're scared, you're nervous, you don't know what to do. You're worried that if you take the first step that you might fall flat on your fucking face. You are not going to know until you take that first step. Stop gassing yourself up with the coulda, shoulda, woulda, or the what if bullshit and start making tracks towards your goal. Any type of tracks, whether it's one step, two steps a day, whatever the case may be, whatever works for you, as long as you're up and moving and walking towards that goal that you have set forth in your mind, all is good. I'm telling you, because then you get to learn what you are doing wrong. You get to take the experiences and kind of tweak them around a little bit. You're not going to get it on your first try. Congratulations to you if you do. There's some people that actually learn that lesson right away and fucking they're free from that shit. Not me. There's too much emotion. There's too much feeling into it. But at least get up and take the first step towards it here. I guarantee, again, it's going to be raw. It's going to be revealing. It's going to be a pain in the fucking ass. But at least you'll know what you're doing wrong so that way you can re-strategize or you can, you know, think about a different direction that you want to go in. But make no mistake, sitting there worrying about it isn't going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't worried about the situation. I was more like, this is a fucking pain in the ass.
Like, you don't want to deal with this shit.
I don't want to fucking deal with it. Yeah. But my guides were like, nope, you're going to fucking deal with it and you're going to deal with it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they force me, and I'm going to use the word force because I've said this before, I don't go kicking and screaming. I'm like, all right, let's go fucking do this. I say this over and over again. I operate not so much from negativity, but from the bigger stuff first, the things that I have to accomplish and the things that I have to go through first, the big stuff, I want to get that out of the fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of forced me to come to this realization and really take a step back and see my participation in this, my side of things, my responsibility, and told me no more.
Good.
So lesson learned, time to move the fuck on. I am ready. Like I said, I've never felt better. So I want to get into intention spells real fast because I'm going to give you some shit because I need you, listen up, I need you to put more effort into your intention spell. If you don't want to do the intention spell, that's fine, but you need to put more of you in it.
Okay.
Just saying, because I think that you think this is like arts and crafts and kind of like a project, and sometimes I don't think you take it seriously. I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm not giving you shit, but maybe just a little bit. But I'd like to see you be more involved with it.
Oh, I have fun doing it.
I started mine, and I've said this before, I got that fucking, the glass candle.
Mm-hmm.
The color of it is red. I took heed from my dream. I'm going to get into all this right now. I also got a red image candle. I went out on Saturday.
Oh, we got to talk about Saturday. Was it Saturday or Sunday?
God, it was Saturday.
Ooh, no wonder you're feeling good, huh?
Oh, it's horrible. Went to the psychic eye and got a red glass candle and a red image candle. Got you a green image candle and a green glass candle.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was feeling like green is your color right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it would also, because, you know, green M&Ms make you horny. I'm hoping it'll boost up your sex drive and your libido and get you out there fucking. Just saying. But no, seriously. It's also for luck. It's also for good health. And it's also for opportunity. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you deserve it. And I think it's time. And I want you to put more effort into it. But let's talk about my
experience.
My experience and my two candles. You guys are going to think I'm fucking psycho and maybe making this up yet again. I was trying to post pictures on Instagram of my image candle, the red one, and tell everybody how beautiful that candle is. Like, seriously.
It's like a ruby red color.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's a nice ruby red color.
It's the most prettiest fucking red I've seen. It's almost, it's dark, but it's light at the same time. And you can see right through the candle, even though it's a dark fucking red.
Mm-hmm.
I posted that up against the glass candle. I had put some of my intention to it, not all of it. I've recommended this before, that spend at least a couple days with your image candle.
Mm-hmm.
I've spent almost a week with it.
Almost a week.
A couple days. And it's right there on the side of my bed on the nightstand. And I talk to it. I also, because we have roses, all over the entire house.
Mm-hmm.
Backyard, front yard, beautiful fucking roses. Some of the most prettiest colors ever. I really wanted to get into this intention work. So I went outside and I picked my rose.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you, I said, I need you to go out there and I need you to pick a rose for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, why? What are we doing? What are we doing? And I'm like, just fucking trust me on this shit. So you go and get your rose. I get my rose. I come back in and you looked at me like I was on Flashdance. I was dancing around the fucking room. I had to feel the fucking energy. You're probably looking at me like,
you're like a dancing queen.
Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you? But I was feeling the fucking energy. I'm telling you, I feel fucking amazing. It's just a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided, because it's a red image candle, I wanted to try something different. I wanted to put more of an effort into it. I wanted to really connect with that candle. And people are going to think, again, you're crazy. Like, what are you talking about? Just hear me out, you guys. I wanted to put my energy into it. I wanted to put the feeling. I wanted to put the emotion into it. And there's something very powerful about this red candle. I've worked with plenty of image candles before, white, pink, green, red. Even worked with red way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Never felt anything like this. And I'm not gassing myself up. This is not because, oh, you're just feeling fucking good. You're just, you know, it's just the feeling that you have. No, there's something unusual about this candle. So I get the rose. I wipe the candle completely down with the rose. The head, the face, the chest, the body. There's even a little penis on it. The butt, the legs, everything. All up and down the feet, everything. For beauty. Mm-hmm. I want the refinement of the rose, the beauty of it, the delicateness of it, the smell of it, just what it represents, love.
Mm-hmm.
And purity. To me, that's what it represents.
Yeah.
Heather might think it represents something else.
But in general, that's what it means.
And I also got that rose, and I also wiped it all across my body.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I just feel like I need to do this for some reason. So wipe that rose all over my head, my body, my everywhere. And then after I was done, rewiped my image candle down with my energy onto it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to dance around the room. I had to smile. I had to laugh. I had to incorporate that energy into what I was doing because I felt like it was important
mm-hmm.
for me to do that. So haven't lit the candle yet. Tonight is the full moon in Aquarius, 22 degrees Aquarius. I'm not sure if I want to light it tonight or if I want to wait a couple more days and do it in maybe the sign of Pisces, the moon in Pisces. So doing all the prep work for it, talking into it, I also decided that instead of throwing the rose away
mm-hmm.
afterward, I was going to pluck all the petals off of it, all the petals off yours, because you did the same thing. As gay as I looked, you sure as hell were doing the same fucking thing.
You're like, do it. I was like, ugh, fine.
See, that's why your shit doesn't work, because you don't put, you think it's gay, or you're like, oh God, it's such a fucking, you know.
It's pretty gay. But I did it anyways.
You should be doing it.
I did it anyways.
A little luck and a little love little fucking intention wouldn't hurt your fucking slum ass.
That's why I did it.
Okay. So you did it, but you didn't dance around.
No, I didn't.
You smiled. I'll give you that. So I got the petals from your rose. Got a couple more roses from the garden and got a bowl, plucked all the petals off of it, threw it in the bowl, filled it up with water, and squeezed the fuck out of the petals to release the oils in there, and kept it in the room for like 6 or 7 hours.
Mm.
To me, that's rose water. There's a lot of different methods. You boil the shit, you do this or whatever. Wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it simple. I don't want to. I felt disrespectful if I
did any more to it.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make it, and it also smelled really good.
It did smell really good.
And there's a statue of the Virgin Mary. I'm not trying to be religious, but there's a statue of the Virgin Mary sitting in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the roses up to the Virgin Mary, offered it to her as a blessing, and asked her to bless the roses, the water, with her love and her guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And left it there for 6 hours, came back. It was a little bit, it was almost nighttime. I started that around like 1 p.m.
It was nighttime when we did it.
Yeah. And then we decided to do it around because it was dark outside.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? The rose water's done. To me, it was done. It smelled fucking amazing and made the room smell like fucking roses, like a fucking garden in there. So we went outside. We got both candles, the image and the glass candle, went outside and dumped the rose water all over and cleansed the candle with it.
Mm-hmm.
The candle smelled amazing. I felt good. It felt like good energy. I also got I got some of the rose water before we went outside and blessed the house with it.
Yeah.
I blessed everybody in it. I also blessed every single room. I blessed the front door. I did the back door, everything to bring love in
mm-hmm.
and to bring good vibes. There's already good vibes here,
mm-hmm.
but like I said, it doesn't hurt to add more vibes.
Yeah, it did feel really good, though.
It did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at with the intention candle. I have not burned it yet, but really been putting my energy into it. And going back to taking a picture of it, I was going to post how beautiful the color was because I had lined it up against the glass candle and I had that little orange salt lamp on.
Yeah.
So it really, really made it look real pretty. Every time that I try to take a picture with it, I felt no. And I told you, I said, there's something wrong. And you saw the picture and tell them what it looked like.
It looked almost evil. Like red, like that evil, like dark red and like black and red, you know, that just that color scheme.
Can we replace evil with powerful? Did it look shady?
It looked a little shady.
I just felt like it didn't want its picture taken because how many times did I try to post it
mm-hmm.
and something went wrong?
That's what I'm saying. It looked a little shady, but like to you, it means like good things, you know, but
yeah, I had posted. When I first got it, I said, I can't wait to play with these. Didn't have any issue with it there. Maybe because it was laying out and there was no energy into it.
I had just gotten it.
But it didn't want its picture taken. I didn't even save them. But you can see where, I know it sounds weird, but where the bones would be in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You saw where the chest was at. You saw like the legs. You saw even like the midsection there. It looked like, I don't know. It looked powerful. It did look a little dark. It looked a little shady, but I felt like it wanted to be respected.
Yeah, because you put your energy into it, and I don't think it wanted to be, it's personal to you.
And, well, I didn't make the connection, but I don't like my picture taken. So, of course, my image candle isn't going to want its picture taken. But yeah, so much powerful shit. I cannot wait to tell you guys when I light it and what comes out of it, but feel good energy, just feeling really good. I felt way positive. This is taking me back to, again, January of this year where it was the positivity train. I just feel really good with it. I want to keep this energy going. Lessons learned, good vibes, good energy. Let's move forward. I just, again, like I said, I just don't want to go back there and I can't go back there.
Yeah.
I don't feel that same way anymore. I can't explain it. For those of you out there that fuck with this vibe or know what I'm talking about, hit me up. Maybe you can explain it. Maybe there's a Virgo out there that's going through the same shit
mm-hmm.
that can explain it a little bit better in detail so I'm not putting so much emotion into it because I'm more like, it feels good. And a Virgo would be like, well, you know, the reason why, well, I want to hear what you guys have to say. So I want to jump right into a couple of readings that I had this week.
Mm-hmm.
I blew myself away. First of all, I'm telling you guys right now, you motherfuckers out there that are doing the work, taking the time to reflect, taking the time to do you, taking the time to absorb your lessons and incorporate them into your life and project them outward, I gotta give it up to you guys because you guys are fucking listening and you guys are starting to see the fruits of your labor. Two amazing readings this week. These are follow-up readings that came back to me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the girls that I spoke to, believe it or not, is a fucking Virgo. Sun in Virgo, Moon in Pisces, Cancer rising. If I can just eliminate that Virgo, everything would be perfect. I'm just kidding. This, I'm going to say woman, signed up for a reading. And before she started speaking, whenever I do a follow-up or it's a repeat client, I don't go into my spiel because you've already heard it before.
Yeah.
So the first thing I tell people is, you know how this works. I'm not going to give you my spiel. I'm just going to go right in. Feel free to call bullshit. Don't hold back. You ready? Yes. Let's do it. I went in. I said, wait a minute. There is something different about your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the presence of a male energy around you. This isn't a dead family member. This is a guide. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because everybody asks me, Chris, can you tap into my guides? Can you see what my guides look like? Do you know their names?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, that's personal to you. This guide, and I got to get Heather in on this too. She was supposed to be on today's episode, but we had so much shit going on that I couldn't record with her. The guide came through and it was the color of the energy was brown orange.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like a bigger type masculine energy. I don't know how else to put it. The energy felt like I should respect it
mm-hmm.
because it hit me up directly. It was big all around her. And I said, I can feel this energy over the phone. That's how intense it is. Again, you guys are going to think I'm gassing myself up or making a big deal out of it. I felt the energy of that person through the other phone. I felt what was going on. She again, like I said, within the first 6 minutes of the reading, I'm always going in and telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. And then I open the reading up to questions and answer whatever it is that you want me to answer for you. But again, the first 5 to 6 minutes, it's going hard and telling you what's going on. I picked up on that different energy. I'm going to get to all this in a second. Also picked up on dates for her that coincided with what she was thinking. Just the energy and the vibe was going back and forth. It was just, I could not get this guide of hers out of the reading.
Mm-hmm.
And every time that I wanted to go a little futuristic, her guide was like, no, give her just right now. Don't go too far down the rabbit hole. Confirm what I'm telling you right now with her, which mm-hmm. she confirmed. She has been doing a lot of work on herself, a lot of spiritual work. And the fact that she's Virgo Pisces, which is a polar opposite of one another, Virgo is a polar opposite of Pisces. Pisces is a polar opposite of Virgo. So her sun and her moon oppose each other. But I feel like that makes for great fucking energy. The reason why I say that is because she's got the best of both worlds. She gets the vision and the insight because her moon is in Pisces, just like mine. So she gets the intuition. And I'm not going to tell all her placements, but her moon is in a very good spot in her chart.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed in with that Virgo sun. So it's, I told her, I said, it's not like me where I get the vision, the insight, and me with my Taurus sun, both of our suns are in the third house. Mine is more direct, bold, get off your fucking ass, do it. Virgo is going to come in and say, no, what he means to say mm-hmm. is, in order for this to happen, so, you know, it gets detailed with
her. So it's a good balance?
It's a, for me, it's a good fucking mm-hmm. balance. And then to have that Cancer rising too, it makes her, be, to me, that energy, if you work it well, it's clarity, vision, insight, it's guidance, and the ability to articulate it or separate feeling and emotion from practicality and logic.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And she was feeling it. And I was like, you feel different to me. I'm going to shout her out really fast. Not only is she balancing her material life with her spirituality, but my girl is getting married.
Wow, congratulations. September.
Congratulations to you, my love. Couldn't have happened to a better fucking couple. I had the absolute pleasure of meeting with her earlier this year. It was like in March or February, something like that, right?
I don't know.
And went to her apartment and met her fiance
mm-hmm.
and just clicked with them. It was just, talk about goals for a couple. He's funny as fuck. She's funny as fuck. They both get along very well. They got dogs. They got, you know, it was just a cool fucking vibe. And it felt good for her to reach back out to tell me where she's at and to hear the change in her voice and to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it without sounding, again, gay. And then my second client in that same day had a birthday and I gave her a birthday reading. This is my girl. She is another one that I ride with because our backgrounds are very similar. Some of the shit that we put ourselves through and some of the energy that we were forced to deal with really kind of jaded us just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, who I now call a friend, is kicking fucking ass. She is a Leo. And when she got on the phone, I said, I hope she can vouch for this. I was like, wait a minute. There's something different about your fucking energy. This is like a different you. I said, and what I see happening here is you at the edge of the cliff, getting ready to jump into something new, but is afraid. I said, there's still that worry, the coulda, shoulda, woulda, the what if I do this? Uh-uh. And I said, I know this is going to sound weird and funny, but I was like, the image that I'm getting in my head now is you standing over that cliff and me pushing you and say, go fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing to worry about. You are not that person that you were a year ago. You're not that person that you were 2 fucking weeks ago. The energy is starting to shift and change. Your material way of thinking, because we've been through so fucking much, it's got you a little worried and hesitant. There's nothing wrong with that. But you are in a different fucking spot and time in your life now. It is time. Your guides are making you a little nervous, making you a little anxious, making you kind of light up inside with this fire or this energy that you can't get rid of or that you can't ignore. It's fucking time. What are you waiting for? And she was like, oh my God. And she said, she's been feeling that. She's been getting all kinds of hits for herself. This is somebody, again, that's taking the time to go within and to really do some work on themselves. I also recommended for her, because again, like I said, we're very similar, do some mirror magic.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing a lot of mirror magic. And it's simple. To me, mirror magic, I don't give a fuck what anybody else says. I'm telling you about my opinion and the way that I do it. It's very much looking at yourself, talking to yourself, and getting in touch with you. really taking a real good look at yourself, having a conversation with yourself. I know that sounds crazy, but going back and healing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of bigging yourself up and taking a real good look at who you are and how far you've come. Keep one thing in mind. You're still in the fucking game. You're not dead. You're not beat. You're still an active fucking player. Get back, get your ass back on the fucking field and start fucking playing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I told her to do. I can't wait to see what she does. And we went over everything. And I pretty much predicted that if she is willing to take on the energy and absorb that energy and let it incorporate into her soul without any fear or hesitation, there's not going to be any stopping her.
Wow.
We went over everything and we went above and beyond. And I just, I, when it comes to those types of reading, I don't give a fuck if you paid for a half an hour at $150. I'm not going to charge you over if I'm fucking on a roll.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you're meant to give this message.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I spent like at least almost a good hour on the phone with her
mm-hmm.
and just telling her all this stuff and kind of making sure that she understood the importance of this lesson and what she needed to do in order for her to move forward and to be free. I'm going to put this out there, my love. You fucking strike gold with that business of yours. I need to have a cut. I need to have something. I need to be a part of that shit or, you know, just an amazing fucking week. So I mentioned on last week's episode that we sold out for the Joshua Tree retreat that we're doing.
Yep.
With School of Sparkles. Still 100% sold out. Looking forward to it. Got some really, really great ideas. I mean, this energy, I can't stop talking about it. There's a couple of business ventures that I'm fucking excited to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it now. The idea, the concept, even the name is out of this fucking world. And I'm collaborating with somebody
mm-hmm.
that I respect and
well,
that I love.
To, yeah.
Yeah. And I just can't wait to make these fucking announcements. I want this Joshua Tree retreat to come through. I want to do what I need to do. I want to go out there and, you know, change lives. I also want to get started on other little projects that are coming up here. I want to end 2019. We still got a couple more months before we're done and over with. But I want to end it with a fucking bang to set up a perfect 2020.
I think it's going to be.
There is no other way.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking excited. I'm telling you guys, go through your lessons. This is not gassing you up. This is not being gay. This is not wishful thinking. This is not love and light. Really, really pay attention to the shit that I'm telling you and the things that I'm going through as an example. Because again, play back some of the feelings that I had before and the energy that I was bringing into the show. That's no longer there anymore. And I don't know how else to say it other than they took that feeling. Once that lesson's learned, it's a void. There is no going back to it. It's the most freeing fucking feeling ever. Whatever is holding you back, fear, insecurity, again, bad job, relationship, friendships, whatever the case may be, you can't do anything about those miserable fucks. The only thing you can do is take care of yourself, remove yourself from the equation, and pick a path that's suitable for you, that you fuck with, that you are comfortable walking down, where there is no bullshit, there is no negative energy holding you back. Don't be afraid to fucking branch off. Don't be afraid to break formation. Stop following behind other people and do you. Take control of your life. You, Jay, being a part of this journey, would you say that I'm gassing myself up right now?
No, like, I'm. It feels good. I mean, if it feels good, go with it, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm definitely rolling with it.
But you're close to me. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, like, again, it's like seeing your past and seeing you now and seeing you feel so good about yourself and, like, you're, again, you're on the ball. You know, I want you to continue doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I know that you love a happy Chris.
Yes.
I know, because it makes your life easier.
Much easier.
Horrible. But I have to honestly say that I've got a great support system.
You do.
I've got you. I've got Allie. I've got whole bunch of people. Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I mean, that's just three people. To me, like I said, my little circle may be little,
mm-hmm.
but it's powerful.
It's the quality, not quantity.
Exactly. Right? And I love the energy behind it. Lynn, my second mom,
mm-hmm.
spent so much time with me over this course of like the lessons that I was learning to kind of balance me out and to bring me back down from climbing the walls.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to give it up to her. I cannot wait to have her on the show.
Yeah.
Because she, you guys, I'm telling you right now, you guys are going to love the fuck out of her. The banter between her and I, the minute that we get on the phone with each other, it's just nonstop laughter. And I'm always goosing her asshole with just these little gems.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. She's in her, she's over the age of 50. I'm not going to give her exact age because she'll kill me, but she acts like she's 20. She's got amazing energy.
Yeah.
And we were talking about when we lived in Oregon that she would come over at least once or twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have salads, readings, smoke weed, and she'd be there for like 5 or 6 hours. And just
fun.
Chill. Yeah. I miss those days. So I told her that once things start fucking rolling and things start fucking getting to a point where I don't have to mind the ship as often as I need to, I'm going to pick your ass up and we are the fuck out of here. We're going to enjoy some time by the beach and just absorb each other's energy and just have a really good fucking time. But like I said, I could have, but having the support system that I have made it a whole lot easier. And when I give readings to my clients, I'm always telling them, especially when they're going through something like this, like the two women that I was talking about, and they're on the verge of a major breakthrough, I don't give a fuck what time of the day it is. I don't want to hear that you think that you're going to be bugging me or bothering me. If you need something, hit me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I will even go so far as to give my personal cell phone number out, because that's how important change is for people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't support them or you don't give them something to look forward to, this is not being codependent. They may lose their steam.
Yeah.
But with these two women that I'm talking about in particular, there's no losing no steam there. But mm-hmm. I want to make sure that, again, they got everything they need in order to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that means me kind of supporting them for a little bit and saying, okay, I got you. Now it's time for you to go. Whatever you need from me, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's really good.
Yeah. So I want to make a quick announcement really fast. Now that we're on a good positivity train again, In Your Head podcast is turning 1 year old.
On the 23rd of August.
Next Friday.
Next Friday is our 1 year.
I've got a couple of surprises planned prior to that episode. Stay tuned. I wanted to go balls to the wall with this one, but I think I'm going to give out maybe three prizes. I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about it, but there will be something to give away by next week's episode.
Yeah.
Because I cannot fucking believe it's been a year that we've been doing this.
It's true.
This is going to be our 46th episode.
Something like that. 46, 47. I don't remember.
You, Kevin, your sister, are surprised that I kept this going for so long.
I'm not surprised. I mean, I kind of pushed you to do this.
You did. And I haven't regretted it.
Good.
I love doing it. You know, I hate missing an episode. There was a couple of months there where I was like, okay, we have to just kind of slow down or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I needed to get my bearings. I needed to figure out what I was going to do. I started off strong with the solo episodes. I still plan on doing solo episodes, but I'm not in that space right now.
You have to feel it.
I have to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you out there that have a solo podcast with no guests on it, you guys know what I'm talking about. It is hard as fuck to keep a conversation going with yourself. And there was a couple of our friends that were like, that is like insane that you can have an entire conversation for 1 hour. Do you realize like how weird that is? I was like, I know. And then that started to get to me. And then when I started to perform and do my solo episodes, I was like,
it got in your head.
Broken recorders, broken mics, because I was irritated.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, why go through all that trouble? You have your support system, like you've been fucking throwing around. Jay, throw his ass on there.
Oh, thanks.
And your motherfucking ass, you love the attention. You love doing the podcast. You love being a part of it. So why not? All right. So let's switch gears here. Let's go into some metaphysical, spiritual stuff.
Wait. So let's talk about your Saturday. What happened on Saturday? Before you got the candles when you were feeling really good.
What?
You're not going to say? Or you're going to make me do it?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So you went ahead and met with a certain gentleman, right? And you were out on the scene again. How did it feel?
You guys, this motherfucker. First of all, it wasn't what it was.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You met a certain gentleman.
Uh-huh.
And you're out in the scene.
Uh-huh.
And you're feeling yourself. Like, how did it go?
It went fine. You guys, this fucker's trying to lead you down a path that's just not where it's supposed to go. And this was not anything special.
Mm-hmm.
This was just a meetup. This was just...
You and him.
Yes.
At a very posh place.
I want to go so far as to call the Beanery posh, but... It was in West Hollywood. It was in a posh area. But this was not what it seems.
Mm-hmm.
This was just for a meetup.
Yeah.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's it. But no, like being in that scene, being in that area again, like, you know, how did it feel? Like, you know, with you and your surroundings. Because you haven't done that in a while.
I haven't done it in a while. It felt good. Mm-hmm. I am not a West Hollywood queen. I used to be a West Hollywood queen in my early 20s. I just don't even recognize it anymore, but I do recognize the men. And let me tell you something, those guys at the fucking beanery, holy fuck. And just within the vicinity, I was like, you know, wouldn't it be a bad idea to get my feet wet again and sink my teeth into something really beefy? You know what I'm saying? Horrible. But that's the energy that I was feeling. I was like, I felt good.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I was on point as far as my look.
Mm-hmm.
I felt sexy. I felt...
Of course you did. You came back with a glow on your face. With red candles and everything.
Oh, God. You... See, here's where I'm going to have a problem when Mike steps in, because I hope that he puts you in your place when it comes to us and tells you, we don't kiss and tell.
Yeah, you would.
I would. Like, oh my God, I did the deed. I want to get back into that scene. I don't know. No, let me rephrase that. I don't want to get back to the West Hollywood scene. I want to get back into the dating scene.
Mm-hmm. Like your confidence and everything.
Yeah. And I'm also thinking about, just to see, because people were like, go ahead and try. It's a different era. This isn't the 90s anymore. Blah, blah, blah. Why don't you get on Grindr? Why don't you get on this or whatever? Fuckme.com. I might do it just to see what's out there and what kind of conversations that I strike up. But my Mike, in the vision that I have in meeting him, is in a social setting. It's organic. This isn't, it may come through a party, you know, like somebody introducing me to him and that's how we meet. But I don't think it's going to be over a dating app. Nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. It's just,
I want a little bit more than fucking. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the prize is me fucking you. You know what I'm saying? Or you fucking me, whatever the case may be. That's the goal at the end of the night, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the first thing that I want to go into.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these dating apps, I've tried it before anonymously. Didn't post a real picture of me. Didn't post a fake picture. Just didn't post a picture at all to kind of see what was out there. And there's just, I mean, low quality fucking people. What I mean by low quality, I'm not saying that I'm above them, but this is mostly like dick pics and fucking ass shots and, you know, looking for this and it's a lot of posing.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real character. There's no real meat and bones of that person there. And it's a fucking major turnoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not with the whole gay scene too. I'm very gay, obviously, very feminine, but I don't do the gay scene.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, I'm not catty like that. And not coming from a place of like anger or like, you know, hostility, but I don't play well with others like that.
Mm-hmm.
When they're catty or when they're, you know, trying to pretend to be something they're not, I will call you out on your fucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I, not to disrespect you or to be shitty here, but I'm not with the smoke and mirrors and the fluff here. So like I've said before, over and over again, it has to be in a setting or it has to be with somebody that's on the same level or a level higher up than me.
Mm-hmm.
And with this intention spell, the reason why I haven't lit the candle yet is because I'm still processing what I want Mike to be. And my mind keeps changing.
You got an email over the weekend, I think, in regards to this.
Which one?
About when one of your listeners felt what you were saying about, you know, your mind's always changing. And
oh, yes, 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 yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Fucking, you're on it today.
Of course.
Look at his face, you guys. Disgusting. Yes, homegirl reached out and was like, I fuck with you on today's episode. A lot of my friends are telling me that you're going to get with this older guy. You're going to do this or whatever. He's going to be like this. And she was like, no, I have to be attracted to him. I was like, girl, I fucking feel you. There's no, that's great that what you envision me getting together with. There was one fucking bitch that asked me to meet a friend of hers that was like, oh, you know, this fucking bitch knew my type, knows exactly what I'm looking for, knows exactly what I want. She sent me this picture of this guy that was single that she thought would make a good connection.
Mm-hmm.
I almost shit my fucking pants right there. I was like, bitch, do you even know me at all? But my homegirl, the friend that reached out was like, they keep forgetting that we have to be attracted to them. We are the ones that are dating them. And I said, I know. That's why I don't listen to any of that noise.
Mm-hmm.
I'll listen to, obviously, you're going to meet somebody, you're going to be involved in a relationship, but when you start defining his character, and you do this to me all the time, but to fuck with me, this isn't gold out of your mouth, but you're like, he's going to have silver hair, and he's going to be older, blah, blah, blah.
I would never say silver hair. Silver hair is just a nicer way of saying gray hair.
No, there's a difference between gray hair and silver hair.
Same thing.
Oh, God, if I wasn't such a lady, I would fucking explain the differences. But anyway, so I was telling my friend, or the homegirl that reached out, I was like, yeah, I go, just continue to do you. We know what we want here. We're fully capable of getting it. it's great that they're well-wishers and they wish us well here, but they're not us. They don't have to open their legs to the person that's coming between them. That's us. We have to be attracted to, if we're going to fuck, we're going to bone, there has to be attraction there. You can't look like Donald Trump getting ready to mount me. Horrible. No, it's not going to work that way. But yeah.
So it's getting closer and closer, I feel, for you to meet Mike. I mean,
I feel like it is. Honestly, and I told you, and again, you guys are going to think he just wants a fairy tale life. I really think that he's going to be a man of substance.
Yeah, what's wrong with wanting a fairy tale
because
life?
Because people are going to think that, you know, oh, he's psychic, he's a medium, whatever, he's gassing himself up. This is love and light shit. I know my worth. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm capable of pulling in. And believe you me, when I'm fucking ready to do it, mm-hmm. when I'm fully committed to going out there and throwing my hook out, mm-hmm. wait till you see what I reel in.
I'm excited.
Because, like I said before, when I was working at Kaiser, those girls were asking me, why don't you write a book on how to get a man to treat you so fucking well? Because this guy is doting all over you. I mean, I'm going to gas myself up right now. I know my fucking worth, and I know exactly what I can do. And I know that once I get this person, all you're going to see is a smile on their face.
Mm-hmm.
As much as disgusting. They're going to be horrible.
Disgusting.
As much as they're going to be butch, as much as they're going to be in a position of power, as much as they're going to have a presence, I want it to be when we're around each other, mm-hmm. we can't help but smile.
Good.
I want the relationship to be infectious, and I want to shine in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want, and that's what I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you right now, before you go there, the energy that I'm feeling now is very reminiscent to January's energy, and there's no stopping me.
Good.
I've learned this lesson. Am I ready for the next lesson? Yes. I don't think it's going to be as bad as this last lesson that I went through here, but I'm fucking ready. Let's go. Let's move. I told my guides, weight lifted, feeling free. The situation that took place that I told you that changed my perception or my view of things.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked, God, this is like the third time with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Is it really me? Because at some point you have to take a step back and ask yourself, did I play any part of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't. I can honestly say that. And when I asked my guides, why is this? And they said, because where you're going, they can't come.
Mm-hmm.
I won't get into the specifics of that. And that sounds like it's coming from a place of ego, but it's not. They just would make a mess of things.
Yeah. I don't think they're just ready. I don't think they're ready for it yet.
I
believe that, you know, there's a time and place where everything is supposed to happen. And I don't think that they're supposed to happen with you at this point.
Yeah. And I'm good with it.
Mm-hmm.
So again, lesson learned. Let's move forward. You threw me under the bus with dating over the weekend. It wasn't a date. It was a fucking meetup. Keep it like that.
But it was one step closer in the right direction.
It was one step closer.
My point was you're putting yourself out there. You're meeting all these different people, and you're almost getting in that scene again, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's where I was alluding to.
Okay. Well, one step closer,
mm-hmm.
for sure. You guys will know when I meet this person, because if you can feel my vibe over the podcast now, it's going to be 20 times stronger mm-hmm. when this happens.
So is the next person the last person?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm super excited for you.
Unless I get hit by a bus the next day. You know, that would be my luck. But no, yeah, I don't want to fuck around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for this relationship.
You're too old for this shit.
I'm too old for it. But I look good still.
You do.
Let's turn the tables on you.
Ugh.
You better start getting yourself ready.
Is it coming soon?
I'm not taking your hope away. You got a lot of realizations to come into. You got
more
irritated when I posted that picture of you and Christina Schulman on Instagram. Why?
Because I like
a cute picture.
You post like the goofiest looking pictures of me, like online.
I can't help how you fucking smile and how you come across. That was a good fucking day.
It was a good day, but like you post like the goofiest looking picture of me, like I look like a big old goober.
No, you didn't. You guys, people fucking dig your vibe. They're always talking about what an amazing person you are and how good looking you are and this, and that, or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you're just being nice right now.
Oh, please. You guys, okay, I'm putting this out there. You guys, kick Jay in the fucking head right now. Send some emails in and tell him to get the fuck over it and start putting himself out there. Again, I posted that picture of Christina Schulman and you because, one, she's a Scorpio. That's right up your alley. Two, she's built like the kind of person that you want to meet. And we got to start putting that fucking energy out there. I would love to see you in a relationship. I want to see you have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I keep envisioning this little boy. And I think that, like I've said before, this kid is going to be super duper smart, super intelligent. but also going to have a little bit of a shady side to him. I think he's going to have your type of personality, and your demeanor is going to be super smart, but super dry, kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of energy. And I just see the vision that I got was me messing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you hearing us talk shit to each other in the other room. His kid, to me, reminded me like he'd be between the ages of 4 and 6 at this time in his life,
mm-hmm.
where you hear us bantering back and forth, just listening to us talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you asking your son when he comes out of the room, what did Chris tell you? Because he doesn't want to throw me under the bus because he loves me. He's like, oh, nothing.
Oh, you're going to start some shit up with him, aren't you?
Start shit up here. I want him to know who his father is. But yeah, it's time for you to put your fucking self out there. And I know that you don't want to do it until we're solidified even more than we are,
mm-hmm.
and we have more to show for it,
mm-hmm.
but start cleaning up your energy. Start changing your way of thinking a little bit more. Start being a little bit lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Start putting more intention into your candle.
All right.
So let's end today's episode with a little pop culture. I've been dying to talk about this because you know I fuck with little Kim heavy. Always posting shit. People are like, you ride hard for her. And I was like, 100.
Do people still even like little Kim?
You better lick my ass. Everyone loves Kim.
Now
shout
still?
Out, yes. Shut up. Shout out to little Kim for Girls Cruise, her new show on VH1 with Maya and Chili, and her upcoming album, 9. But I want to go back to this Meg Thee Stallion, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Lil' Kim beef.
Mm-hmm.
Nicki Minaj is now doing her rounds, and I wanted to get Marissa on this here, but she's MIA right now. I think she's in New York. To ask her what her thoughts are on this Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion collabo. Meg is from, I think she's from Houston. She's an up-and-coming female rapper. She's kind of a mixture of, like, to me she reminds me of Foxy Brown and Nicki Minaj. She's got that deep voice, but she's got the pink colored hair and the different colored wigs and all that shit here. Not anything near Kim, but they did a collabo together, and I feel like Nicki did that to jump on the female unity train when we all know she's not about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so her and Joe Budden, you know who Joe Budden is, I showed you him on Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that fucker. I think he is a Virgo. He is very much a manipulator, and his stance or his point of view comes from a calm and collected side.
Mm-hmm.
When he speaks to you, he doesn't yell unless he has to, but he's very condescending in his speech.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him do that to Tahiri on Love and Hip Hop, and the girls that he was messing with here, he has a way of flipping it and making them seem like, why are you yelling for? I'm trying to have a civilized conversation with you, and you're mad.
He brings it out of people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was on Queen Radio with Nicki Minaj. First of all, Queen Radio, very reminiscent of Lil' Kim's La Bella Mafia CD where she had Queen Bitch Radio on there. She stole that from her. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. She stole that shit. You are not a queen. You're more like a princess. Joe was on there, and he was asking her about the Meg collabo and was like, that was planned. And she went off. That bitch has a way of manipulating the conversation and playing the victim very well. But I'm going to tell you something, like I put out there before, karma is a motherfucker. And that bitch is getting exactly what she deserves. I know there's a lot of Nicki Minaj fans out there. Without Kim, there'd be no you. And sucking DJ's dicks for airplay? Honey, I remember when you were posted up on Gucci and fucking Wayne. It's so funny how things come back full circle. Karma's a bitch. It always catches up with you. And now this girl is feeling it. But yeah, I wanted to touch on that. I also wanted to go into... you have been on my ass with this Epstein shit.
It's a conspiracy theory, I think. It's like, it's so, like, out there.
Yet again, one of the guards fell asleep while this fucker can commit suicide,
right?
Supposedly commit suicide. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because I don't know either.
Because do the powers that be that were getting these, he was having young girls, right?
Yeah.
He was trafficking young girls.
Yeah.
Do they really want to lose out on that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny how there's no body. And you're telling me that they're doing an autopsy?
I don't think
for
they
what if he was if he hung himself? I mean, there always has to be an autopsy done here.
Mm-hmm.
But you already know supposedly the cause of death. Why the mystery? Mm-hmm. I don't trust it. I don't want to get involved in conspiracy theories, but I just again I don't think they're going to lose a major player like that.
I don't think so either. I mean, he just knows a lot of powerful people with.
And how did he get busted?
I don't know. I don't remember how.
Somebody called him out or somebody kind of blew the whistle on him.
I don't know how he got busted, to be honest.
All that conspiracy shit, all that bullshit that's going on there. Like I said, I don't want to get involved in it, but they're not going to lose a major player.
No, he was just the facilitator, I think.
Until you can show me a body there, we'll see.
Some people say he's out in, like, Mexico with...
with Tupac and Biggie and fucking the rest of them.
With face surgery and everything like that.
Maybe. You never know.
Well, that's what they're saying, so I don't know.
There's a lot of shit going on with cloning.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shit going on with alien type of stuff. And you're going to start to see, I'm telling you right now, and they're probably already in the works since people are like, Chris, you're like a day late here. Watch for upgrades in medical procedures. When I'm talking about reconstructive surgery, facial surgery, things like that. Cloning your, you guys are going to think I'm fucking far out there, cloning you and using the body parts to put on you.
That's crazy.
Does that make sense?
Remember we had this conversation with someone we met?
It was Allie.
No. We had this conversation with someone. They were like talking about how people are shipping people from Mexico, like dead bodies, and they're taking body parts out of them and then just selling body parts on the black market.
Oh, it was the guy that was at Marissa's party.
Yeah.
The two guys that were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were sewing, but it was like this Frankenstein thing where they were taking body parts of dead people, sewing them together, and also selling arms and legs for shit.
Yeah.
When I look at somebody's face and all this CGI stuff, like there's a movie with Will Smith that makes him look like he's 20 years younger. Mm-hmm. There's also another movie with, it's all, like mostly the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they make Captain America look really young or Nick Fury look really young here. Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Nick Fury.
What a fucking nerd.
Horrible.
You know other names and everything.
Is Samuel L. Jackson? That is gearing you up. I'm telling you right now, they're doing some shit where they're I don't know if it's harvesting body parts or harvesting you.
Mm-hmm.
But we had this conversation with Allie. The reason why I brought her in here is because we were talking about babies and what happens when they're born, like right afterward. Like we were talking about the placenta. She, you know, she didn't get a chance to keep her placenta and all that stuff there because it's great health benefits with it. And just, you know, it comes from you. And when she was telling me, she was like, because I remember when both my kids were born, after you push the baby out, you still have to push out, I guess, the sack that the baby was in, the placenta, whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like this big piece of fucking steak. It's gross. Apparently.
Did you keep yours?
No, we didn't keep any one of them. The last thing I wanted to do was fucking look. I had it was traumatic enough having to go through the birth and seeing all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind blowing. But she told me that it costs like anywhere from $500 to $800 for them to package it up and give it to you. And I was like, what do you mean they're charging you for something that came out of your body? My ass would have been in there with a Vaughn's shopping bag and said, just put it in here. I'm going to fucking take it home and freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? They need to make it into capsules. They need to do this. They need to do that for it. That's bullshit. They want to mess with that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If it comes out of my body or it's part of me,
it's yours.
You have no fucking right to it. Get the fuck out of here. So going back to the baby stuff really fast, when my daughter was born, remember, I had the hits. I had all that stuff that was coming into play here. When she was born, the first thing they wanted to do, they obviously want to put the baby on the mom's chest and have the little bonding moment there, but they wanted to take my daughter out and take her a bath and get her all ready out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no. I put my fucking foot down. You can ask anybody that was in there. I said, I waited almost 10 months to see this little bitch. You're not taking her out of here. Whatever you need to do could be done right here.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't take her out of there. We never once had her in any type of nursery or taken out of the fucking room.
Mm-hmm. I remember you saying one of your friends, her kid got taken away from her for like 16 hours or something like that. That's crazy.
My friend had a son in, I think he was born in 1993 or 4. And they kept him away from her for almost 16 hours and kept telling her they're washing him up. They're changing him. They're feeding him. They're doing this. They're cleaning him up here. Get some rest. And finally, on the 16th hour, she was like, bring my fucking baby in here right now. If I have to go look through the entire hospital to find my son, I will. Get him in here now. They brought his ass in there right away. Maybe I am saying they did something. I met this kid in his teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give him a formal reading, but I picked up on his energy, and I knew there was something different about him.
Mm-hmm.
Just the energy was off. There was a little bit of a disconnect with the eyes. Super smart kid, super intelligent, super loving, super down to earth, not afraid to talk to me, just open, warm. But there was just something a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows?
Wow. You really think it happened since then?
I think it happened since then. I honestly do.
Wow.
Because, again, I don't know anything about... I'm not a woman, so I don't know anything about... and I don't have to be a woman to understand this, but a lot of people are like... who was it? Jessica Biel doesn't vaccinate her kids or are doing delayed vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
that's a lot of shit to put into a brand new baby.
Yeah.
And there has to be some sort of side effects to it.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so going back to the conspiracy theories and stuff, I honestly feel like they take something like this 23andMe, this Ancestry.com shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving them your fucking DNA, you dumb fucks. Yes, they can get it anywhere. But I really feel like there has to have been a shift in hospital procedures from the time, obviously, that I was born in 76 to how kids are being born now. They have to be taking something away and putting it in some sort of fuck. That's my belief system. You guys, let me know what you think. Is that too far out there with the conspiracy theories? I honestly think that they're harvesting your DNA.
Oh, I'm sure.
To recreate you or to, which could potentially save your life or give you something that you need.
I'm sure they have it, like, from before then.
Exactly.
So, like, I mean, they're already data mining your internet searches, and you know they're getting all this information from you online already. What makes you think that they haven't gotten
exactly
parts of you already?
I have been blessed to never have been stung by a bee.
Oh, lucky you. I took one in the neck for you.
You took one in the neck for me last year. How the fuck does a bee fly into the car, sting you in the neck while we're driving? That was it wasn't on you before we got in, because we were in the car for at least a good 20 minutes, but never had the pleasure of being stung by a bee. I fractured my finger when I got it caught in the door when my ex slammed the door when I was picking up my Louis Vuitton baggage and was heading out and was like, I'm leaving. And he's like, bitch, the fuck you are, and slammed that door. My finger got caught in there. It wasn't completely broken. I think it was like fractured. And that's the furthest I've gone with any type of injury. I did have surgery at the age of like 4. I had my tonsils removed.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And there's something, we'll get into that in another episode, but I think there's something unique about having your tonsils taken out at a young age like that. There was something, I obviously suffered from asthma growing up. I was always sick, and so I guess they felt the need to remove my tonsils. They were swollen or whatever the case may be, but that's the extent of my surgeries, was that.
Uh-huh.
And then getting my wisdom teeth pulled, but I was awake for that.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want them to put me under. But yeah, I want to hear your thoughts on conspiracies. You know, you guys know that I don't like to go too balls to the wall with it here because I'm afraid of the backlash and all that bullshit, but be dying to hear what you think about it. And also, I want you to hit me up and let me know what you want me to discuss. I'm looking for 3 good-ass topics to discuss. I will go balls to the wall with those ones and give you what I think and what I feel. Let's do that.
Conspiracy theories, there's like such a rabbit hole of topics to discuss.
Yeah. Well, what got me started into it was that movie Zeitgeist.
It was a good one.
That was a good one. The first one was a good one. The other ones were kind of like, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
But it was interesting to hear how religion was formed.
Mm-hmm.
It was all based on astrology.
Yeah, it was interesting. Like, just hearing all these different, like, ideas and thoughts about shit. Just, it's wild.
It is. So, I think we're going to wrap today's episode up. I wanted to keep it light. I wanted to keep it personal. I want to save a bunch of good topics for next week's episode because it is our 1-year anniversary. It is the birthday of In Your Head podcast. I want to go big.
Mm-hmm.
And look out maybe over the weekend, beginning of next, for contest.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 3. I'm going to do 3. 3 is a good number for me. 3 lucky winners. Be on the lookout. Stay tuned. We're doing big things. We're setting ourselves up for a big 2020. Let's finish out the rest of the year together, killing it, kicking ass, doing us, learning lessons, freeing our mind up so we don't have to worry about this fucking bullshit, and just live our lives as authentically, as freely, as beautifully, as fun, as happy as we want.
Let's do it.
For those of you looking for guidance, insight, looking to see what's holding you back, things that you need to overcome, lessons that you need to learn, hit me up. Let's get a half an hour session in, chrismedina.guide. For those of you looking for a longer session, we can definitely do that as well. Start off with a half an hour session. Let's find out what's holding you back, chrismedina.guide. For those of you wanting to look at my social media stuff, want to see who I'm hanging out with, what I'm doing, where I'm eating, all that good stuff, visit my social media outlets at Psychic Chris M. Again, that's at Psychic Chris M. For those of you wanting to provide show ideas, definitely hit me up. But I also want to hear about your conspiracy theories that you want me to talk about, ideas for the show, what's going on with you, questions about your ability, questions about my ability, questions about Jay, what you see Jay's future woman being. Hit us the fuck up. AskInYourHead@gmail.com. Again, that's AskInYourHead@gmail.com. Drop us a dime. Drop us a line. We're here. We're waiting for it. So this is Chris Medina with my sidekick, Jay, saying we are out.
Bye.